Welcome back to Raisin Brand, the official Pixel Labs podcast, where we talk about creative and marketing and how the two come together to build brands. Our goal with this podcast is to use our own experiences, along with that of our guests, to give you a little insight into how you can improve your brand or grow your skills in your marketing career.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Raisin Brand podcast powered by Pixel Labs, where we take time to have conversations and share ideas to help navigate the complex world of marketing together. My name is Aaron. I'm the digital strategist here at Pixel Labs, and I'm joined today by Amanda Goodman, who we partner with on reputation management. Super, super excited about it. This is still new for us. But Amanda, good to have you here.
Thanks. I'm so excited to be here. I love this team that we have. I love it.
Awesome. Awesome. So today's topic is reputation versus brand. So I think that this is something that, you know, we even, you know, took some time to really think about for ourselves, you know, with, you know, we push branding, we push it a lot, especially when you're thinking about, you know, your content strategy, how you're, you know, when you're advertising, how that all contributes to your brand, you know, and then we added this component of reputation management. But Amanda, would you be able just to kind of briefly explain what the difference is or what's the same about reputation and brand?
Well, they're so intertwined, right? Yeah. So I'm going to dumb it down because it's easier just to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm, you know, smarter than anybody, but because I'm not. You know, your brand is who you are, what you believe in, what you stand for, that passion, right? Mm-hmm. And the reputation management is controlling that narrative about who you are, what you stand for.
Right.
So you and I were talking, it's kind of like the brand picture, the castle.
Yep.
It's the castle. And the reputation management is the moat. So you're kind of like keeping everybody out, right? You're mm-hmm. keeping everybody out. You're protecting that castle with everything that you can. That's reputation management. Like, or it's like the henchman, right? So it's, if you need to have your brand protected, then, you know, you send me in. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the kind of way we look at it. And it's so important, you know, coming up with a brand that is relatable, understandable, that's genuine, real. Mm-hmm. Right. And is just as important as controlling the narrative and all that other fun stuff.
Right. Right. Well, and branding too, it's pretty powerful when you actually kind of dive into it because, you know, you build, you know, what your brand is. But also, I mean, it takes time to listen to what other people, you know, their opinions, because that's a part of it. And so then you have, I love that it's a castle because it is, it's something that you need to protect, mm-hmm. something you need to fortify, you know, big strong walls. I love that. That's just a great visual. So when somebody's thinking about, you know, reputation management in relation to their brand, I mean, where should they start? I mean, what does that process look like?
Well, you know, we have to sit down and have a conversation.
Right.
Because the biggest thing is people have to understand. I think when people want to protect their brand, sometimes their first thing is to lie.
Right.
I mean, if something comes out and it's, you know, less than favorable, people want to, you know, try to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are many issues. I write about a lot of things that happen in our community. And the biggest mistake that everybody makes when they're faced with a crisis that's going to affect their brand is they try to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. So I think it's having a hard talk. You know, whether you're coming here to Pixel to talk to reputation management because you're in the middle of a crisis or you want to help prevent one, it's just we're going to have some real, raw, honest conversations in order to, you know, protect you, you know, and mm-hmm. in order to control the narrative. I need to know everything about what's good, what's bad, what's really ugly,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's happening. You have to be completely transparent because in the end, when you're controlling your narrative, you have to be transparent. You have to be honest almost to a fault. I mean,
right,
really.
Right.
Because people appreciate it. You know, we talked about it previously that everything's glossed over nowadays in social
right.
media, right? We only show people what we want them to see. People are, they're thirsting for real
mm-hmm.
and honesty. And let's give it to them. You'll be more successful if you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, we've talked about this several times too, but in the world of social media and just the digital age, I mean, everything, almost everything that you do, everything you're involved in is captured.
Right.
And if you're not thinking about that, not planning for it, and it comes out and you're not prepared, that could be very detrimental to your brand.
Oh, 100%. People, like I said, you have to be honest. Look, you know, being in the media for 20 years and then moving, you know, I had to restart my social media page. So there's about 35,000 people who follow my page. Not a huge number, but every post I write has a 3.1 million person reach, right? So that's what we look for when we're talking about controlling the narrative. Not everybody likes me who is on that page. Not at all. I mean, there are people who loathe me, but they follow that page and I get that reach because they know I'm going to be real. I'm going to be transparent. You know, what you see is what you get. So when I'm telling you that, you know, that's how you have to lead your business, your school, your organization, whatever you have, it works. It's effective.
Well, and I love that you bring up so often the phrase controlling the narrative. Can you just kind of briefly explain, you know, what that really means?
Again, I'm going to dumb this down. It's, you know, you think about gossip, think about rumors, think about things we see read on social media or, you know, the old water cooler talk that people have. People are going to talk about you no matter what. They're going to talk about you, whether it's real, whether it's, you know, truth, lie. You have to share your story. So what if there's a crisis, acknowledge it, make it public. You own it first. You get to it, you release it before anybody else does, if that makes sense, right? And that's like the biggest thing. Let's say, you know, let's say you work at a bank, you're running a bank, and there's an employee caught for stealing, right? And you don't want to let people know that. You don't want clients to know that you had an employee that stole, right? But you spin that. You spin that and say, sadly, you know, we had a breach. We had a breach here. We're putting everything in place that this is never going to happen again. You know, that acknowledge it, be then you're taking the wind out of people's sails. That's the goal. So when there's gossip, if there's something hot happening, you know, or some kind of crisis happening at your organization, business, or whatever have you, take the wind out of people's sails when they're trying to come for you.
Right. Well, and I think, too, there's a very important distinction. You know, there's sweeping it under the rug, which is not good, right? And I think when we're talking about this approach that we're talking about is, you know what, you acknowledge it, you let them know what happened, and you put the steps in place to move forward.
Right. Everybody wants to know that no matter how big you are, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 company or you have a mom and pop startup, right? Everybody wants to be able to know that you are human and you are relatable. And you know what? Sometimes you mess up or sometimes something happens and it's not all, you know, rainbows and unicorns. And that is okay. That is okay. You're going to build much more of a following. You're going to build better business if you can be 100% transparent. And you do that by controlling the narrative. Controlling the narrative is not lying.
Right.
People think, oh, you're only giving your side, or it's not, you know, the old 80s public relations where they're going to put the spin on it.
Right.
No, this is new. This is, you know, we're the moat around the castle.
I just love that. I love that.
Well, it's a good visual that we came up with. I like it too.
It is nice. You know, we just came out with some new icons for our brand, you know, materials. And I think there could be one made that would talk about that quite well.
I really think we should.
We'll get in touch with Tyler on that, our designer.
Let's get in touch with that. Tyler.
Awesome. Well, I think that was just a great, just short conversation about the difference between reputation and brand, you know, how they work together, how they're different. Amanda, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I always enjoy the conversations, and it seems like we solved the world's problems.
I mean, we got a lot more to go, but we're ready. We're ready.
That's true. We're marching on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been another episode of the Raisin Brand Podcast powered by Pixel Labs, where we take some time to have some genuine conversations and sharing ideas that help us navigate the complex world of marketing. Take care, everybody.
Thanks so much to everyone for listening today. Be sure to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to the Raisin Brand Podcast on so you can get notified when new episodes go live. If you'd like to be a guest on our show or you have a topic you'd like us to talk about, let us know by emailing podcast@thepixellab.co. Again, that's podcast@thepixellab.co. Thank you again and have a great week.